This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry announced early Monday its forces had thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The ministry, in a rare early morning video, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault at 5 points in southern Donetsk. The United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore pointing fingers at each other as tensions rise over the Taiwan Strait. VOA's Arash Arabsadi tells us more.
First, there was a Chinese fighter jet performing an in-air maneuver over the South China Sea late last month, rocking a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft in a move the United States called unnecessarily aggressive. Then, a few days later, in the Taiwan Strait, which separates Taiwan from continental Asia, a Chinese destroyer performed a maneuver bringing it close to a U.S. warship. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the move irresponsible, and the U.S. Navy called it unsafe. And thus, the stage was set for a war of words between the United States and China at this year's Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Both countries' military leaders exchanged barbs over recent events in the South China Sea. Arash Arabsadi, VOA News.
Hong Kong police searched and detained scores of people Sunday as authorities tightened security for the 34th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Restrictions in Hong Kong have stifled what were once the biggest vigils and memorials marking the 1989 student demonstrations, leaving cities outside Chinese control to keep alive the memory on the June 4th anniversary. Among those arrested on Sunday were Alexandra Wong, a prominent democracy activist known as Grandma Wong. Another person detained was carrying the script of the theatrical play May 35th. The play has not been performed in Hong Kong since the year 2020. Before the enactment of a national security law that Beijing imposed on the city later that year.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman, this is VOA News. The U.S. Navy said Monday its sailors in the United Kingdom Royal Navy came to the aid of a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard harassed it. Three fast attack guard vessels with armed troops armed aboard approached the merchant ship at a close distance Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Navy said in a statement it offered black and white images it said came from a U.S. Navy Boeing P-8 Poseidon overhead, which showed three small ships close to the commercial ship. The U.S. Navy's guided missile destroyer USS McFall and the Royal Navy's frigate HMS Lancaster responded to the incident. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has received one of the country's highest honors for her leadership during a mass shooting and pandemic, VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
On Monday, Ardern was made Dame Grand Companion, which is the second highest honor in New Zealand. It means people will now call her Dame Jacinda. Ardern was just 37 when she became Prime Minister in 2017 and was seen as a global icon of the left. She shocked New Zealanders in January when she said she was stepping down as leader because she no longer had enough in the tank to do it justice. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Prince Harry is going where other British royals have not gone in over a century, to a courtroom witness stand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Harry testifies as scheduled on Tuesday in his lawsuit against the publisher of The Daily Mirror. He'll be the first member of the royal family to do such a thing since the late 19th century, when Queen Victoria's eldest son, Prince Albert Edward, testified twice in court. In court documents, Harry says the royal family has assiduously avoided the courts to prevent testifying about matters that might be embarrassing. His frustration and anger at the press, however, has prompted him to go ahead, allegedly against the wishes of his father, now King Charles III. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Saudi Arabia says it will reduce how much oil it sends to the global economy. It took a unilateral step Sunday to support the sagging cost of crude after two earlier cuts in supply by major producing countries in the OPEC alliance failed to push prices higher. The Saudi cut of 1 million barrels per day starts in July. The other OPEC oil producers agreed to extend earlier production cuts through next year. Analysts say the Saudi cut would likely push up oil prices in the short term, and the gasoline will become a bit more expensive. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.